Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we just want to lift you up and glorify you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We want to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Lord. Before we go any further, God, we want to bless you right now, God. We want to give you our all on today, Lord. Oh, mama, thank you, Jesus. We don't want to be consumed with the cares of this world and this life, Lord. We don't want to have to worry about this or worry about that. So right now, God, we want to empty ourselves out, Lord. We want to give you every worry, every problem, every concern in every area of our lives on today, Father God. We don't want to hold these things near and dear to us, Father God, because we know that you are able, Lord, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. So we want to outpour ourselves right now, God. We want to cast our cares at your feet, God. We want to give you all this stuff, Father God, that causes us to be retreated, Lord, within our own selves, God. So we're giving it to you right now, God. We're giving it to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want anything, God, to prevent us from clapping our hands or stomping our feet. We don't want anything to stop us from praising and glorifying you, God, with the very fruit of our lips, because that's why you created us, Lord. You created us to worship your God with our lips, God. You wanted a sound, so on today, God, we want to give you that sound, Lord. We're not going to be too modest, Lord. We're not going to be too cute. We're not going to worry about what nobody else doing or how they doing it, God. But we are going to give you the salutations individually, Lord, because you are worthy of it, God. You're worthy, God. Oh, God, and it is due you. It is due you, Lord. He called it a local shana. It's so many times we get so wrapped up, Lord, with the cares of this world and this life that we are not mindful enough, God, in the name of Jesus, to give you any and everything that we have in the inside of us, God. We are not mindful enough, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to open up ourselves unto you, Father God, because we be so consumed. But right now, God, we want to give it all to you right now, God. Oh, God, we want to give it all to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He called it a local shepherd. Because we know that you can handle it. We know that you can fix it. We know that you can change it. We know that you can rearrange it, God. We know that there is absolutely nothing that is impossible with you, God. So, oh God, so we're going to concentrate on you right now. We're not going to be distracted. Oh God, and we're going to tell you just how much we love you. We're going to tell you just how much we adore you, God. We're going to tell you just what you mean to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And if by chance, Lord, we lifted up anything or anybody higher than you, Lord, we want to pull it down right now. Any crown we ever worn, Lord, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, God, we want to lay at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, God, we want to lay at your feet. Any sickness that we have in our bodies, God, we want to lay it right down at your feet. Any concerns or fears or tears or worries or troubles that we have, God, we want to lay it down at your feet, God, because we know if we empty ourselves out, Lord, and lay it down at your feet, we know that you're going to handle it. We know that you can fix it. We know that you can change some things, God. So we're not going to be afraid. We are not going to worry about the next. We are not going to do any of those things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a local shana. Because we know that if we are in your presence, none of that stuff can enter in. Lord, we want to lay down at your feet today. We want to hear your voice, God. We want to actually feel your breath. Because you are everything unto us, God. Oh, you are everything to me, Lord. Nothing and nobody will be exalted higher than you. Lord, help us on today to realize that. Help us on today to realize that, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Open up our understanding, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be a bioko shunned like a seed. Let us not get stuck in that thing, God, that causes us to be bewildered. Help us today, God. Oh, God, be in our midst and keep your angels in here, God. East, west, north, and south, from the roof to the foundation, around the entire perimeter, Jesus. Go down each and every last one of these pews and meet the needs of your people, because you know what they need. I don't know what they need, God. Give your people that reassurance on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That you don't go see. They won't be in that dark place, that scary place, God. Oh God, you know us name by name. You number the very hairs on our head, Lord. Oh God, let your glory train be in this place on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And comfort your people. Oh God, do it today, God. You say when two or three are gathered, you are in the midst. Heal, deliver, and set your people free on today, God. Oh Lord, do it even now, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. So,
the Lord.
Woke me up this morning. I want to say around 3 something. In the midst of him waking me up, he started to just showing me some things. And in the midst of him showing me these things, he was talking to me and telling me how he wants us to know and really recognize and understand some things. Because a lot of us don't understand some things because we be so wrapped up trying to make it happen ourselves. We be so consumed in what we think a thing should be, or how we think a thing should go, or when a thing should happen, or how it should happen. We get so wrapped up and so consumed in stuff until it literally overpowers our thoughts. It literally overpowers our actions. We be so messed up until we start asking questions. We don't just ask ourselves questions, but we ask the question as to whatever it may be pertaining to. See, first thing that the Lord said to me this morning was the word all. He said all. And then he said, my people really don't understand what that word means. Not only do they not understand what it means, they do not utilize what is accessible to them to keep them in perfect peace in their mind, in their hearts, or even in their thoughts. We get so wrapped up and so consumed with the bills and the jobs and the houses and the cars and the children and the grandchildren and our significant others and everything that we see that we try to figure out. And let me tell y'all the name of the sermon first before I go any further, because y'all know how I get ahead of myself. The name of the sermon today is Why All? That's it. And then there's a question mark after that. Why all? See, this song that's playing right here. This song that's playing right here is called Bow Down. What we don't understand and what we don't realize, before we go any further, I want y'all to get yellow sheets of paper and red pen. Help me out, Lisa. I want y'all to write down some stuff. I want y'all to write down all that trouble you. The name of the sermon is Why All. I want y'all to write down all that trouble you. Did y'all hear me? I want y'all to write that down. I want y'all to write down all that concerns you. I want you to write down all that causes you to have aches and pains in your body. I want you to write down all that causes you to have a broken heart or go into a place of fear. I want you to write down all the troubles that you have on your job, in your home, with your children, with your family, with it done. I wouldn't give a rest to tell what it is. I don't care what it is. Oh, the name of the sermon today is Why All. Everybody got something that they need to write down. I know everybody got a concern. Everybody got a fear. Everybody. Write down all this stuff. While y'all writing this stuff down, I'm going to give y'all definitions of the words why and all. The name of the sermon today, again, is why all. Why? It's something that serves as the basis for another thing, as in a belief. Something hard to understand or explain. Because we have a tendency of asking not even our own selves. Or we ask about this situation. Why did it always happen to me? Why they just can't do this? Why they got to do that? And why they acting like that? And we always want to know why. We always want to know why, so that we can understand that thing. We want to be able to understand that thing because we want to know why. I want to know why. I want to know why. So why all though? Because in actuality, we ask that question why to everything. All. What is all is not divided or scattered among several areas of interest or concern, but entirely. It's the whole quantity, extent, duration, amount, quality, or a degree of something. It's everything. It's completely, indefinitely. It's large portions or entirely. Y'all know what that is. Okay. Why all? See, he said, you got to go back to the beginning. I said, what you mean? Lord, I got to go back to the beginning. He said, because if they don't understand the beginning, they would not be able to understand their current. Okay? I got to stop this. Because y'all need to get this today. I hope this helps somebody. We're going to go to the book of Matthew, chapter 22. That's going to be the first book we're going to. Now, he said, I want you to tell my people today why all. Because if they do not understand the beginning, they will not be able to understand their current. And then, and only then, will they limit asking that question, why? Okay? So after the sermon today, none of us should question again with the word why. Okay? This is why. Gotta go to the beginning. This is what he told me to do. I hope y'all get it today. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 22. And y'all pay attention to this stuff. Because it is going to help us all. Listen. Verse 37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. So I'm asking why all. So you telling me I got to love you with any and everything in me? I got to love you with all my heart, all my soul, and all my mind. So if I'm loving you with all my heart, then my heart ain't going to be hard all the time. It ain't going to be stubborn and prideful. See, because if I'm loving you with all my heart, I ain't got no room for nothing else. I'm going to prove this to y'all today. See, the first and great commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Because there's a lot of times that we place other people and other things as our Lord and our God in our lives. And we love that, him, her, more than we love the Lord. So let me ask you this question. Who is your Lord and your God? Because sometimes we can love a thing or a person or whatever it is more than we love God, not knowing it. So he say, the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God, not nobody else's. So we may serve the same other God, and I keep telling y'all I'm so selfish with him, but I'll share. Because he's my God. I love him with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, all my body. I love him. Now listen, this is the next one right here. And then I'm going to get back to this scripture. Romans chapter 8. Because if I love the Lord with all my heart, and with all my soul, and with all my mind, I'm not going to have time to be thinking about that thing that's trying to break me. I'm not going to have time. If I'm loving the Lord with all my mind, then I'm not going to have enough time to think about that thing that person said to me that hurt me. I ain't going to have time for that. Because I'm loving him with all my mind. And if I'm loving him with all my mind, my thoughts are established in him. How? For the Bible declares, I got to calm down. I got to gather myself right quick. The Bible says that we are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. So, if I'm loving him with all my mind, it ain't nothing that you, or anybody can say to me. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how ugly it is. I don't care. Ain't nothing that you can say to me that's going to cause my mind to be shattered, making my thoughts to become vain, wicked, and evil. Listen, because I'm loving him with all my mind. So, if I'm loving him with all my mind, this situation that I'm in, it may be hard and it may be a challenge, but I'm not going to allow what I see and what I hear to distract me from what I believe. And I can only believe something if I think it and if it's in my mind. Are y'all following me this morning? Okay. This is the next one right here. This is the kicker, baby. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I'm loving the Lord. He said, go back to the first. He said, thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. That's the first and greatest commandment. Listen, Romans 8, chapter 28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that what? Love God. There it is. So if I'm loving the Lord with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and with all my might, I'm not going to be concerned about all this other stuff, the cares of the world, what I ain't got and what I can't get, what I need to have and what I thought I wanted. Because it's going to work out for my good. Because what? I love God. I'm going to say that again. I don't think y'all got it. I think I'm the only one that's excited about this. And we know, I know that all things work. What is work? Listen. To perform or carry through a task requires sustained effort or continuous repeated operations. So when he say all things, it's indefinite that no matter what I go through or how I go through it, I know it's going to work out in my favor. Why is it going to work out in my favor? Because I'm doing what he said do. I'm loving him with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. So I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not going to worry about that because he have already called me to a certain purpose. So I'm not going to worry about the purpose because he already purposed it for his purpose. So I know without a shadow of a doubt that it's all good. It's all good for me. It's all good for me because I'm doing that first thing. I'm loving him with all my heart. I'm loving him with all my soul. I'm loving him with all my mind. And because I love him, regardless of what that challenge is, regardless of what that situation is, regardless of how hard it may seem or how bad I may hurt, regardless of what that doctor may say, and regardless of what he or she may say, it's all going to work out for me. Why? Because I love God. That's it. Because I love God. Now, let's go a little bit deeper. Let's go a little bit deeper. Not only do I love him, if you love somebody, don't you entrust something with that person? You entrusting them with your heart, with your emotions, with your feelings, with your children, with your life, If you love somebody. See, this is why I hurt so bad when they betray us. This is why I hurt so bad when they're unfaithful. Because I trust you. I love you enough for to believe that it's going. Okay, listen. How many times you heard this in a relationship? Oh, you ain't got to worry about that. I got that. So you believe in them, right? You believe in that individual. I'm gonna go a little deeper right quick. Come on. Let's go to the book of Proverbs. Chapter 3. Listen to this. Listen to this. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. So I'm trusting him with all my heart. First, I'm loving him with all my heart. So if I'm loving him with all my heart, that means I'm trusting him concerning some things. I'm trusting him in some things. I'm trusting him to do some things. I'm trusting him to work it all out for my good. Now, mind you, I may not be able to see it because that thing is weighing me down. I may not be able to obtain it because I done used up all my resources. I may not be able to have a solution for it because I done did any and everything. Baby, my back is up against the wall. Did you hear what I say? The name of the sermon today is why all. Why all? This is why. He said, love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your mind. Because if you love him like that, you ain't got to worry about absolutely nothing. Why? Because he says that all things gonna work out for your good. For them. He say everybody. He say for the ones who love me. And then he say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your understanding. So don't be deceived by what you see and what you hear. Don't be deceived by that challenge or that thing or that situation that you think that you think that you can't get through. Don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about that person changing or that situation changing. I ain't even got to worry about that. So I ain't going to lean to my own understanding because I am not just loving him with everything. I'm loving him with my mind too. So my mind going to be settled. My mind gonna be settled. I'm gonna be settled in some things. Why? Because I love God. And I know he loved me because he gave his only begotten son. The only thing he had of value. He gave it to me. He had a passionate love for me. So not only am I loving him back with all my heart, all my mind, all my... He said that I am to trust him. So I'm gonna trust him with all my heart. I'm going to trust the process. Because once you trust the process and it get through processing, it's going to produce something. What is it going to produce? A masterpiece, baby. That's the only thing. There's no failure in God, people. No way, no how. I don't care who try to convince you. Persuade you or tell you different. Please pray for them out loud in their face. Because there's absolutely nothing. Look, I'm going to prove it. Listen to this. See, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. So if I'm loving him with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, all my body, and with all my might, I know that all things is going to work out for my good for them who love him. Because I'm loving him like that. I'm loving him so until I have a guarantee it's all well. It's all well. I have a guarantee. My assurance rested in him. Because if you keep on reading the scripture, it goes on to say, your faith So I'm going to acknowledge him in all my ways. So it may be a situation or a concern or a problem or fear, tear, or challenge. I won't give a rat's tail what it is. Before I react, before I take action, I'm going to acknowledge him in it. And he's going to direct my path. If I don't go to him first and say, I ain't going to say why. I'm going to say what you want me to do. How you want me to do it. When? Because it's a time. And the season for that baby, sometimes you just got to be still and watch God. Sometimes you just got to close your mouth. And he'll be your mouthpiece. Did you hear what I say? Sometimes you just got to just be, you know, he said it Friday. Sometimes you just got to turn, don't turn the other cheek, baby. Turn around and simply just walk away from it. Did you hear what I say? We don't want to get into a place where we are not. I'm going to go to that scripture. I'm going to go. That's the next one. That's the next one. First Peter chapter 5. Let's go to First Peter chapter 5. Let's talk about Peter, y'all. First Peter chapter 5. And we're going to start at verse 6. See, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So it does not matter. I told you, sometimes you got to turn around and walk away. Sometimes you just got to be quiet. Baby, he going to lift you up in the midst of that silence. He going to lift you up in the midst of that darkness, because he does his best work in the dark. If we knew any and everything that God was doing, baby, we'll put our hands to it and we'll mess it up. So he need to keep us in the dark, because we always in his business. We always in his business. We such busybodies. We always trying to work it out. Oh, I gotta, if I don't make it happen, who can? You can't make it happen. You better acknowledge God in all your ways, and he'll show you how to get it to happen. Not make it, to get it to happen. See, it's a difference from get and make. You see? It's a difference from that. But that's a whole nother sermon. Listen to this. First Peter. He said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Sometimes we don't want to be humble enough. And when I say that, because humility is in a whole bunch of different forms. But I'm going to talk about this one today. Sometimes we don't want to humble ourselves and go to him and ask him absolutely nothing but why. We always want to know why. That's the name of the sermon, y'all. Why? I'm not asking you why. I'm going to ask you what. And I'm going to ask you when. And I'm going to ask you how. That's what I'm not going to ask you why. Because the why leaves me in a stupid state. Because I know you're doing it for a reason. And I may not understand that reason. I may not even want to accept that reason. But I know your reason is good for me. Why? Because you love me. Because you love me. You love me enough to make sure that I get it right. Even when I'm trying to make it right. That's the kind of love he got. That's the kind of love he got. He says, casting all your cares on me. So, I'm not finna come and put this in. I ain't finna give you my care. I ain't finna put it down. I'm a caster. To cast is to throw. Throw them problems at the Lord. He didn't say give it to me. He said throw it at me. He didn't say put it down. He said throw it at me. I want you to throw it at me, because first and foremost, I'm a big old God. I'm the one to hold all power in my hands, so you can't throw it hard enough to knock me down. I'm that deal. We're talking about God now. We talking about our Lord and God, the one that we love. Listen to this. He says, casting all. And I told y'all, all is something that is not divided. So I'm not going to give you part of my problem, and I'm going to keep the rest. I'm not going to go and sever this part of that. Nope, I'm not going to handle this part and then let you handle that. I'm not going to try to fix it and then try to give you what I can't fix. I'm giving you all that mess. I'm not giving you nothing. I'm throwing that jab at you. Do Did you hear what I say? I'm going to throw it at you so hard until I might dislocate my shoulder. Because we don't want it. Why you don't want it? Because it hurt. You don't want it because you can't get over it. You don't want it because it's hard to forgive for. You don't want it. So why you still got it in your pocket? Write it down then. I dare you. Write it down. All that stuff you don't really want. Because when you bring it up to the altar today, you're not going to be all modest. There you go, God. Here, Jesus. No, you're going to throw it. You're going to cast it at his feet. And then throwing something, that means you're getting rid of it, right? That means you letting it go. If you throw a ball, is you not letting it go? Now, you ain't throwing a boomerang for it to come back at you. You throw, okay, listen. He says, casting all your care upon him, for he care for you. And what do care mean? It's strictly attentiveness to what one is doing. He want to know what's going on with you. Attention accompanied by protectiveness and responsibility. We know he want to protect us because he sent his son Jesus. It's responsibility for the safety and well-being of someone or something. How many times he done told you he ain't going to let nothing come upon you unaware? Come on. How many times you done felt this way? We say, ooh, I felt it in my gut. You ain't feeling it. I mean, you're good. That was the spirit of God telling you, you better turn it up because I don't want you to go right. But you want to go the quick way. You want to go right because you ain't got to go over the overpass. You better go left, baby, because that overpass could very well save your life. Why? Because he is concerned about you. He concerned about what you're doing and how you're doing it, when you're doing it, how much of it. He concerned even about when somebody else is doing something to you. How many times that he done told you, oh, it's going to happen. People going to come up. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You ain't got to weapon because ain't nothing going to happen to you. He never said it wasn't going to form. But how is you going to react to it? You trying to do something to me. I'm going to try to do something to you. No, I ain't going to do nothing to you. What I'm going to do, I'm going to pray and ask God to show mercy, please. Because he told me that if you offend the least of these, it's best you put a milestone about your neck and cast yourself in. I don't want you to commit suicide, so you better leave me alone. I ain't got to, I'm telling you, I ain't turning the other cheek. I'm walking away. I know how to duck and run, baby. Did you hear what I say? The Bible says don't be so quick to run to trouble. I'm going to run the opposite way. But if you keep on, don't make the David come out of me. You see what I'm saying? I don't want the David to come out of me. Now the David that comes out of you is not the David of revenge. But it's the David that's lifting up a standard for who? Your Lord and your God. So you can mess with me all you want to, but don't get to talking about my main man now. Because we got an intimacy going on. And I don't like nobody raining on my parade. We talking about God now. I ain't talking about nobody else because I'm loving him with what? All my heart, all my soul, and all my mind. And with all my might. That's how I'm loving him. I know he don't need nobody to offend him, to defend him. Because he a big old God. But I'm still going to lift up a standard. Please be careful what you say. Because a David might come out in me. And if I sling a rock, I don't know where it may land. You see? So we have to be careful. Listen to this. Listen to this. He said, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He's concerned about you. It's his duty. It's the duty of function of watching or guarding for the sake of proper direction or control. God is the one that does it all. But we got something that we need to do. In the midst of it, the next scripture say, be sober. So I'm not going to be in between and in between. See, sobriety is not just not alcohol, y'all. Sobriety is keeping a clean thought in that evil speech that's coming up against you. What about that conversation? What about that evil and wicked deed? What about that lie? Come on, somebody. What about that life? Let me tell you something. You have to be, so what is vigilant? Vigilant means watching. You got to be careful. Who you, evil communication corrupts good manners. Why do you say that, Pastor? Because let me tell you something. When you talking to somebody and they feeding you the opposite of what you feel down in the inside of your heart, it's going to corrupt your thoughts. And when it corrupts your thoughts, it's going to make you want to take action on what they said when God said, be still. Because you want to be you. God, don't be you. Let God be God. Don't you be you. So you got to be of a sober mind. You got to watch the people that you entertain. Because a lot of people make, the Bible says it, you can break bread with them. Did you hear what I say? And that very person has got all kind of knives in your bag. Did you hear what I said? And I'm paraphrasing. It's in the book. The Bible says, "Don't be watchful, be vigilant." It does not mean being grudging or segregating or degrading yourself. It ain't got anything to do with that. It ain't got absolutely nothing to do with that. The Bible says we're supposed to be wise as serpents and harmless as a dove, because can't nobody that like MC Hammer, you can't touch this. I don't care what you say. People going to try to defame you. They're going to speak all manner of evil against you. They're going to hate you. Remember, they hated God before they hated you. It's all part of their territory. Some people is not going to understand certain other things. So stop asking the word why. The Lord say, why all? All of it. He want all of it. Why do he want all of it? Why do he want all of it? Not only because the Bible says, you got to give me all these things. Because if you don't, the devil is going to sift you as wheat. Did y'all hear me? Because that's what he want to do. Y'all think I'm kidding? Look. Listen. He says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. He gonna pull you up, baby. You ain't got to worry about staying down there too long. Casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He wants to see your very demise, baby. Let me tell you something. He will use the very person that's closer to you, and they already going through, or they already experiencing, and he will try to use them to get you to be going through and experiencing it. He wants to sift you as wheat. He wants you to be in that dark place, that sad place, that depressed place, that place where you are afraid. Baby, I ain't scared of absolutely nothing and nobody. Did y'all hear what I say? The Bible declares that I also not be afraid of what man or woman can do to the body, but who can put me in heaven or hell. That's the only person I'm afraid of. Let me tell y'all, my kid's father, he physically abused me for years, from the age of 16 all the way until I got like 25 years old. So if y'all really look at me, y'all will see all kind of marks and bruises. But God, let me tell you how he, baby, you can't really tell unless you up in my face like that. And why is you in my face like that? Listen to this. That man pulled a sawed-off rifle on me. Literally, aimed it at me and pulled the trigger. The bullet got stuck in the chamber. My godfather was there, and he grabbed the gun. And when he grabbed the gun, it went off in the air. Let me say this again. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm not afraid to die. Shoot, I'd rather be with God than all our foolishness is going on, especially in this day and age. A lot of people are afraid of death, so they're afraid of the next. Who afraid of what they don't know is next? A lot of folk. I don't know what's next and I don't know what's going to happen. And so we get afraid. We get them paychecks. We get afraid because I don't know what I'm going to do next. We get afraid when we ain't got that job. He say, trust in the Lord with all your. If I'm trusting in you, then I know that you're going to provide for me. How do I know that he's going to provide for me? Because I lost it all, baby. Every single thing that I had. I done gave y'all the testimony, people. I lost both my jobs. I lost my house. Now I'm buying all this stuff. I lost the only thing that I owned at that time was my truck. I had two jobs. Good jobs. Because I was the system operator for the big three. Ford, Chrysler, GM. So I ran the system. I made and paid every week. And then I was a QC foreman over the shop of all plastics. So I know that recycling stuff that he had me to preach about, I know about all that too. So I got paid every week on more jobs, buying me a brand new house. And I, baby, had it good. Did y'all hear what I say? I lost everything that I had. I had to sleep in my car. I thank God I was saved at the time. Did y'all hear me? I had to use me and my children. My two kids got two. They grown now. Thank God. Our clothes as cover. My own family would not even let me sleep in their basement. I begged them. Listen to me when I sit up here and tell you. I know what it is not to have and why, Lord, or what's next. Lord, I'm doing what you tell me to do. I'm paying my tithes. I'm giving my offering. I go to church, God. I'm putting all my trust in you. And he asked me, he said, do you really trust me? He said, well, cast all your cares at my feet. I said, okay, Lord. Not, this is me. Thinking that I done did and I'm still trying to make a way. I'm still calling folk trying to borrow money and trying to get, because I don't even know what we're going to eat. Because they wouldn't give me no food stamps because they said I made too much money. How long do they think that money going to last you? So I'm telling y'all, you talking about a low, dark, lonely place? Baby, I sat in that garden and my kids were asleep. It was the wintertime, cold, snow everywhere. I just lifted up my hands and I said, Lord, I'm done. I can't do absolutely nothing. And I ain't going to even worry about it no more. Whatever your will is, let it be done. I still went to church. Went to church, and the pastor called me in the office. Now, don't nobody know where I'm going or what I'm going through. Why? Because I'm embarrassed. Is y'all getting it? Because some of us don't want to humble ourselves because of embarrassment. We don't want nobody to say this or say that or she this or that or she da 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 or she it. You understand what I'm saying? And so, in the midst of it, the pastor called me in the office and he say, the Lord put you on my heart real heavy. And he say, when service is over, I want you to come back in the office. I said, okay. And so they took up an offering and all that stuff. Now, the normal offering and everything. And then when service was over, he say, I want to get a benevolent offering. And then so he put a basket out there and, you know, everybody gave a benevolent offering. And then after service and everything, I goes back into his office. He said, the Lord told me to give this to you. Now, mind you, the day before, I said, Lord, I'm giving it all to you. I can't do it. Now I got enough money to get a hotel room for 2 weeks. Okay? So then I go to the gas station. I say, oh, man, I ain't got number $3. And I get ready to put that gas in there. And then the Lord told me, he said, go over there and tell that lady. I say, sister, so I said, Lord, I don't know her. I said, you got me there. Why you want me to go over there and prophesy to the people in the folk? And I don't know. He said, do what I said. I went over there and I prophesied to the lady. And I told her what the Lord said. And she just started crying. And then she came over there where I was. She said, fill your tank up, babe. I'm talking about how God provide and you know obedience and trust in God. I put all my trust in him. I put all my trust in him. I was like, I ain't got nothing but a pack of noodles. I said, but you know what? I said, we just going to have to eat these noodles. I ain't going to even worry about it. I said, as long as my kids eating, I'm such and such and such and such and such. The man walked out the gas station and gave me $3. $3. That was enough for me to buy a loaf of bread, a pack of hot dogs, and another pack of noodles. Did y'all see what I'm saying? So when I know without a shadow of a doubt that if you cast all your cares on him, he got you. He's going to be your provider because he said he was. Why do you think they call him Jehovah Jireh? He said he's your healer. He's your way maker. He said he's your creditor. Don't sit up here and think or believe that you can't have this on my credit score. I wouldn't give a rest to God. Say he's your creditor. I gave y'all that testimony. Ain't going to sit up here and try to tell me that I can't get a car. I say, look, I got $3,500. I say, but I got to go pay some other bills. I say, I want you to look and see or do whatever you need me to do. And I'll be back in 1 hour to get my car off that lot. He said, but your credit score. I said, did you hear what I said? I said, because God is my creditor. Stop thinking what you think, because I believe what I believe. And I simply believe God. I don't care how long it take. I don't care what it look like. Or how long I've been in it. He got me sitting in this place where I think is a place of poverty for this long because he's trying to teach me how to be more appreciative and grateful. I don't care how long I've been. You telling me to give this to somebody and I ain't even got it to give? Yes, give it. I'm trying to teach you not to be selfish, stingy. It don't matter. Cast all your care. I don't care what it may look like. Oh, this person ain't this and that person. I don't give a rest. I done told y'all how my family is so divided because we all got a dysfunctional family. Each and every last one of us in some form or some fashion. I don't give a rest to who it is. If they ain't dope fiends, they drug addicts. If they ain't drug addicts, they alcoholics. If they ain't that, they murderers and they thieves, they robbers and liars, baby. I wouldn't give a rat that we are all dysfunctional. Me, you, him, her, they, we, all of us. I was telling my God sister, she said, well, the Lord told you, he showed you this where I'm not going to go. I said, baby, you're not going to church for the people and the folk. You're going to church for the Lord. I would not give a rest. Cast all your cares on the Lord. Because he cared for you. He cared for you enough to handle that thing that you think can't get handled. He's so concerned about you, baby, until he don't miss a breath breathing it on you so that you can take enough. We talking about the caring that problem that you keep on trying to fix. I dare you to take your hands off of it, step back and move to the side. I dare you to trust in the Lord with all your heart. I don't care what it is. I don't care how hard it may seem. You watch God. You watch him move some stuff. You watch him settle some stuff. He will complete that thing that you thought could never be complete. He'll make it whole for you, baby. Baby, he'll fill that void where you thought you were so empty and old so alone. I'm always doing stuff for people who don't nobody want to do nothing for me. I always got folk back. Ain't nobody got my back. I'm always sacrificing for people. Going over and beyond. Let me need a nickel. I can't even get a penny. Come on, somebody. Cast all your cares on the Lord. All these worries and all these concerns, all these things that got you in a place of being bewildered and all messed up. We owe him that. Why? Because he won't it. He won't. Don't you know he say it's in his good pleasure to do stuff for us. It make him feel good to do stuff for us. It make him feel good that you feel good. Did you hear what I say? Go to the doctor and let them tell you some stuff that they done told me. I say, you gotta be kidding me. Okay. And I walk away. Baby, sometimes you got to walk away from some negativity. I wouldn't give a rest to him what to say. If he said Jesus By his stripes I'm healed. I'm believing that I'm healed. So I'm going to trust him for my healing. Now I don't know how long it's going to take him to heal me, but because I'm trusting him and I'm loving him with all my heart, all my soul, and all my mind, I know he's going to do that thing. Why? Because he can't lie. He can't lie. God is not a liar. The Lord will give somebody a word and they be, they're a false prophet. That one, it ain't time yet because you ain't even ready for it. It's a time and a season for everything under the sun. God got to prepare us to receive some of this stuff, because if we're not in a place of preparation, baby, we'll mess it all up. We'll mess it all up. I hope y'all understood why all. So if it's why all, you got to give it all to God. Love him with all your heart, all your mind, all your might, and all your soul. You love him like that, all things is going to work out for your good according to who? Them that love him. That's all you got to do. It's just that simple. Is it? Is y'all getting it? So y'all should not be all bewildered, messed up in your mind, conflicted, restricted. You should not be discombobulated. You should not be deceived and blinded by what you're going through now that you can't see your future. Because it already said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are good and they are not evil. So while you thinking and being afraid of the next, I said, I got a future in store for you. Stand on that. Stand on that. My future is in God. I'm not worrying about the next because I know it's some good, baby. I'm not worrying about is it going to work. It ain't no guarantees in this life, y'all, but one. If you born, you surely going to die. Other than that, it ain't no guarantees. So don't disappoint yourself when other people disappoint you. Hello? It's okay. It's okay. Write these things down. Put these things on the altar. Because it's praying time. Listen. We owe all of it to the Lord. For real. We gotta give it all to him. Because if we so wrapped up in praising and worshiping God, that other stuff won't consume us. I'm for real. If we start concentrating more on him than concentrating on the outcome, we know that all things, he said some things, he said all things is going to work out for me. It's working out for you, baby. It's working out. He does his best work in the dark. I got to play this song. It's on my heart, y'all. I got to. Here it is. God is. Do y'all know that he is? Write these things down, and when you get to writing them down, please don't sit them on it. Don't y'all sit them on them chairs and in your pocket. And don't put them in your pocketbook. Bring them up to the altar and cast your cares on the Lord, and then stand up there and start praying for yourself. Cause I'm gonna pray with you. I'm gonna pray for you. God is. God is. Because guess what? He is your strength. He your hope. He your life. He your breath. He your next. He your now. He your words. He all that. So give it all to him right now. He your light in darkness. I know it. He was for me and still is now. Every child in the sanctuary, please, y'all already know, get on your knees. Because it's praying time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is. If he said it, it is so. If he said it, it is so.
Thank you, Jesus. I want you to take your shoes off. I need to hurt your feet. Yeah, right now.
For yourself, please.
And I don't know how long you'll feel this pain. Please believe that life is like a movie, and God is working hard behind the scenes. God is working, working in your life.
Give God any and everything on today. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual that's on that altar. Cover them in your blood and hide them behind your cross on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because there's so many of your people, Lord, they just don't believe that you are the all God. So right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, any and every situation that they're going through, any and every problem or concern, every worry, every fear, and every tear, Father God, we're casting it at your feet right now, God, because we know that you care for us. We're giving you all these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. We know without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. There's nobody that can stand before you or even against you, God. So I'm asking you right now, Father God, to work that thing out, Father God, that they think they cannot get worked out. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will fix that thing, God, that they do not think that it's fixable. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to move some things, God. Move that mentality, Father God, that causes your people to think and believe, Father God, that they got to be in a place of complacency. Oh, God, I'm asking you to exalt and lift your people up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in the midst of the mess. Oh, God. Oh, God. Even in the midst of the mess, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to stir some things up inside of their hearts, Lord, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, that you are concerned about them. That they will know without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are with them. Oh God, I'm asking you to help them on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to get them the wisdom that they need to approach that matter. Get them the knowledge that they need, that even in the midst of them approaching to God, that they would approach it the way that you designed them to, Father God. And get them the understanding that they would not lead to their own understanding, Lord. I'm asking you to help your people to shake some things off, Father God. Help them on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to release these things unto you, Father God, and let them know that they ain't got to carry it out. You say, come all ye that are heavy laden, and you'll give us rest. Let them rest inside of you on today, Father. Help your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to know that you do your best work in the dark. Oh God, help us, your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not go into a place of being disdained. That we will not go into a place of solitude, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thinking and believing that that's the place that we ought to be. Oh God, I'm asking you to cover us and even comfort us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will have some peace inside of our thoughts and even inside of our minds, Lord. You say we also love you with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind, Lord. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to simply love you like that. Help us to love you like that, Father God, and then we'll have that assurance of knowing, Father God, that all things is going to work out for our good. Oh God, I'm asking you to complete the work that you've even begun inside of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and let them know their worth. Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are a promise keeper. Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are a provider. Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are a healer. Let your people know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are any and everything that you need, they need you to be. Oh God, I'm asking you to fulfill your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove the void and emptiness out of their hearts, God. Remove that spirit of doubt today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and help us, your people, even in our unbelief. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to touch the marriages, God. Touch the marriages on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will not go into a place of destitution, God, thinking and believing, Father God, that it will, won't, and can't. Oh, God, because all things are possible with you. We're standing on your word, God, because we know that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly. We know, Father God, that it is indefinitely your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan. Oh God, touch each and every individual, God. Every prayer that's on this altar, Lord. I'm asking you to remove any hidden motives, any hidden intentions, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your people would know without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, that when praises go up, blessings come down. Let your people get into a place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in their minds and even in their hearts, Father God, that they will give you all the salutations and all the glory. Let them come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and ask you for the instructions and even the directions, Lord, that they would not get stuck on thinking and believing that they should do it this way or do it that way. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that you can, God. Your people, Father God, is releasing some things unto you right now. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it, Lord. You made so many promises to your people, God. I'm asking you to manifest yourself openly and visibly, Father God, that your people will know without a shadow of a doubt that you are real, God. I'm asking you to sever that atheist mentality, God. Oh, that your people may be able to understand, God, that it is you, Lord. He called it that is the only one that hold all power in your hand. You are the reason for that job, God. You are the reason, Father God, for any and everything that's happened to us in our lives. You are the one, Father God, that put us on other people's heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they may show us favor. It is you, God, that regulate the minds of your people. It ain't nothing that we are doing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because our righteousness is as filthy rags. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, to be more grateful and have more gratitude towards you because you are so gracious towards us. Lord, sever that complaining spirit on today, God. Let us not point the finger and wag the head at one another, talk about what we should or what we shouldn't do, how we can or what we can't do, God. I'm asking you right now to sever any and every thought of negativity on today, Father God, and fill your people, God, with hope. You got to tell your spirit. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help your people to stand strong, Lord. Help your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be strong in you. Because there's so many times, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because they can't see that thing, or that thing have not yet happened or came to fruition, Lord, that they go into a place of lost hope. They go into a place of darkness and fear. I'm asking you to remove that spirit of fear on today, Lord, because you are not a God of fear, but a God of power, love, and of a sound mind. Give them soundness in their mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would not go into a place of fear, thinking and believing that it won't work or it can't. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do a thing for us, your people, on today, Father God, because we cannot do it on our own. Every tear that your people shed, God, I'm asking you to turn it into laughter. I'm asking you to lift your people up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you are there. You, Lord, said that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that you are with us even until the very end of the world. Oh, God, manifest yourself even the more, Lord. Even the more, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I want to just say some things to you guys before you go back to your seats. I want y'all to know and understand that God is able to do all things. The one thing he wants us to do is love him with all our heart, all our soul, and with all our might. That's the first and greatest commandment. If we do that, the Bible says we know that all things is going to work out for our good. According to who? Those that love him. So if you love him with any and everything in you, every morsel and every fiber in your being, guess what? That place you in right now is going to work out for your good. That situation that you're going through right now is going to work out for your good. That problem you ain't got no solution to is going to work out for your good. Why? Because you love God. I'm talking with everything in you. You love him so much until that thing will not cause you to go into that place. That situation won't cause it to be a strain on your brain. Because you loving him like that. It don't matter what. Stop worrying about what people say to you or what they say about you. Can't nobody put you in heaven or hell. Don't even retaliate. Let them talk. Don't even say nothing. Because 90% of the time, everybody going to say something bad. It's a select few that'll try to lift you up and say something good. Those are the ones you cleave to. I'm going to say this to you one more time. Because it's hard for you not to keep your mouth closed. It's hard for you to just shut your mouth. Let them talk. Baby, let them talk. Oh, she always been like that. She ain't gonna never change. She always and she always doing it. And let them say what they want to say. It doesn't. And guess what else? You ain't got to prove absolutely nothing to nobody. Because guess what? Which one of them paying to be a friend? Which one of them even offering to keep your children for you to go and do something better that they keep on opinionizing, oh, she should and what you shouldn't do. Stop worrying about what the folk and the people say. Are you listening to me today, babe? Don't let them words dictate you. Don't let them words shake you and cause you to get out of character no more. Because it's hard for you not to say something. Bite your tongue. Father God, put coals of fire on this your daughter's tongue on today, Father God, that any and everything that she speak, it'll burn up any and everything that's not like you, God. And she'll only be speaking the oracles of you. Lord, give her the peace that she needs inside of her heart and her mind concerning her family, especially her sister. I don't even know. Lord, I'm asking you to complete the work that you have done, the oracle seed begun inside of her. Lord, she trying to do right. She trying to act right. She trying to live right, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But it seemed like evil is always present. Lord, they always messing with her. They always messing with me. People are always talking about me. Lord, I'm asking you to help your people. Don't you know you picked on because you picked out? Don't you know that? They trying to tell you you're not valuable, but they see your worth and they're afraid that if you step into your divine destiny, you're going to outshine them. Did you hear what did you hear what your God said? Your Lord, your God said. I'm going to say it again for you. People may not see your worth, but they see your value. Because if you mess around and see your worth and step into your divine destiny in God, you might outshine them. So they got to keep speaking and saying or trying to put you down there because they don't want you to rise up here. Did you hear what I say to you today? God say you are not just valued, but you are worthy and you precious. And you precious. Every tear you done shed, God gonna turn into laughter, tears of joy. Everything that they thought you couldn't do, God say you can do. You are not in a place of poverty, but you are rich in God. Did you hear what I say to you? You ain't struggling. You just in between blessings, baby. Did you hear what I say? Because he makes a way out of no way. When you can't see a way, he always make a way. So cast it all at his feet. Everything that they said, everything that they did, every slander and defamated word that they spoke over your life, you put it at his feet right now. I dare you. Don't even think about it no more. Don't even worry about it no more. You're going to turn around and walk away from it. because it can't make you. It's just shaping you, baby. It's shaping you into a masterpiece. See, you think you can't handle it. I'm just tired and I can't take no more. Yes, you can. God wants you to see how strong you are when you think you weak. And strength does not mean you got to defend yourself. Did you hear what I said to you? You know what he's talking about. I don't. I'm just telling you what he's saying. Be encouraged. Stand firm. And I dare you to love him with all your heart, body, mind, and soul, and with all your might. You're going to see a change while he's making a change in you. You'll see. Come on, just thank you. Just thank you. Just thank you. Oh God, we thank you for your word for this short daughter. We thank you for encouraging her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and letting her know that all is well. Just say, all is well in my soul. All is well in my soul. It is. All is well. You ain't got to worry about this stuff. You ain't got to keep holding on to it. You don't. You carry too much of other folks' stuff. And while you carrying they stuff, don't nobody see what you going through. They don't see your hurt. They don't see your pain. They don't see your struggle. They don't even come there. They just give you a hug. Just to give you a hug. They can't tell you it's going to be okay because they only worried about their own stuff. Their own stuff. But I'm here to tell you today it's going to be okay. The all is well. All things is going to work out good for you because you love God. All things is going to work. I say all things is going to work out for your good. It's working out right now. He's doing it for you right now. He's doing it for you right now. You may not be able to see it, baby, but he's doing it for you right now. He's changing it for you. He's working it all out for your good. Why? Because you love him. You love him. In your course, son, it ain't nothing that you did wrong, baby, because all our righteousness is as filthy rags. God say it is going to be well for you. It is going to be well for you.
In the name of Jesus.
The Bible says, after you have suffered for a while. He didn't say why you suffered. He said, after you have suffered for a while. Then he's going to make it perfect. Ain't that what he said? That's what he said. That's what he said. After you have suffered for a while. See, sometimes we got to go through something for a while. You know, see, that while may not be as short as we want it to be. But we got to go through something for a while because he got to establish us. He said, I'm going to give you strength, I'm going to establish you, then I'm going to give you rest. So when that thing come upon you again, because in perfecting something, some things got to keep happening. Now, we may not understand why it got to keep happening like that, but what we do need to understand is that it's all going to work out for our good. It's all going to work out for our good. Regardless of what it is or how long you take, because the land is coming, it's coming, it's coming. Not just a couple acres. It's coming, it's coming. If God said it, it is so. And all you got to do is trust him for it. That's it. If he says he's going to heal and reconcile, he going to do it. If he say he gonna move some things, because he told you he gonna move some things, it is so. If he say flee, it is a flee. If he say millionaire, billionaire, it's just that. All of it. All of it. All of it. He'll do it for you. So as y'all put that on that, what is the first thing in Hebrews 11? Now faith. That now, what you put down there right now, you believe in him for that.
I need you to lay your hands on your neighbor's shoulder and tell him
something good, y'all. Something God.
Make them look you in the eye.
If he said it, it is just that is so. And it's just gone. If he said it, it's just that. Something good, something God. If he said it, then. Because it's all going to work out for my good. Something good is about to happen. Something God. What is about to take place? I believe that. I believe that. Stop worrying about the material. We worry about our kids too much. I know I worry about. I only got two. Jesus, when I say my son, say the boy, the doggone boy. The Bible says a man child is born, but of a few days yet full of trouble. It's true. It's full of trouble. This baby is my baby, boy. Oh my gosh. You boys. Lord, help us concerning our man child. Give us the wisdom we need, God. Oh, my mind made it up, see, that we may be able to get past what we see, because you got them, God. You said, I never see the righteous forsaken or their seed vacant. Lord, touch our seeds. Lift up the worry and the concern and the troubles that trouble us concerning them, God. Oh, God, help us. And no matter what we say, I'm grown. I said, I know, baby, but I'm still mom. I'm grown. My son been hollering, he's grown there since he's 18, and he'll be 35 in June. And it just, Lord, help us. children, especially the girls, come. Cause they think they know. They don't know. Help us, Lord. I remember the Lord had me ministering to my daughter. A couple months, she'll be 39. And she said, Mama, don't tell me nothing else. She said, let me experience it on my own. I said, you sure? Because the Bible says that warning comes before destruction, and I don't want you to be destroyed. So I took my hands off of it. I stepped back and I moved to the side. And then she was running to me saying, Mama, pray for me, please, because you say that. I said, I didn't say nothing. I just told you what the Lord said. Now you want to hear it. I ain't tell her that. Because it's like me. I told you didn't. I ain't do that. But I tried to help her before it destroyed her. Emotionally. Mentally. Breaking her heart. You know what I'm saying? Father God, touch us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we release all these things unto you. You know all the stuff, Father God, that causes us to be bewildered in between and in between. You know all the stuff, Father God, that is heavy on us. I'm asking you to lift it up on today, even the worry concerning the mama, the baby daddies, and the mama children, all this stuff. Lord, touch us on today, Father God, that we would be complete and whole in you. Because we know, I see the goodness of God. I believe, God. Lord, touch each and every last one of us, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. You may be seated. I love y'all so much. Now, I hope y'all leave that stuff. I hope y'all leave that stuff and see the goodness of God. Because if he said it, he's going to do that. You gonna see it while you're living. You ain't got to die to see the goodness. Did y'all hear me? I love y'all so much. Thank you, Jesus. God is so gracious towards us. He knows just what we need when we need it. We be waiting patiently, don't we? Hecky no, we'll be waiting patiently. We be wanting right quick because we microwave it. It ain't gonna come when you want it, but it's gonna come right on time, that right time. Thank you, Jesus. You gonna see it because it's all gonna work out. Did y'all hear me? You gonna see it. Get ready to see it. I already see the goodness. So declare it over your own life. I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in my life. While I live. In this life. It ain't no reincarnation, y'all. Y'all hear that? In this life. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, every prayer that we put on this altar, Lord, I'm asking you to consider on removing hidden motives and any hidden intentions. Lord, you know what we need and what we don't need. You number the hairs of my head, God. You know his name by name. I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to consider these prayers. You told us, God, to come to you boldly and make our petition known. We give it to you. I'm asking you right now, Father God, as we have thrown it at your feet, that you will handle it, because we know nothing is impossible with you. We believe in you for it now, God. So accept these prayers, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. You're going to see the goodness. You're going to see him move for you. He's going to move for you. He's going to move some things out the way. In in this life. In this life. Just keep living. I guarantee you it's going to happen. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering, you guys. I hope it was something that was said on today that will help you to be encouraged, stay encouraged, and to keep moving forward. Everything that you put on that altar, please don't think about it no more, because you threw it. Y'all did cast it. Y'all threw it at him, right? Give it to him and leave it there, please. Thank you, Jesus. The promises of the Lord is simply yes and amen, y'all. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. In this life, you're going to get it.